नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 29. Yatra yatra harer archa sadeshaha shreyasam padam yatra gangadayo nadyaha पुराणेषु च विश्रुताः यत्र यत्र हरेर अर्चा सदेशश्रेयसंपदं यत्र गंगादयो नद्यः पुराणेषु च विश्रुताः यत्र यत्र हरेर अर्चा सदेशश्रेयसंपदं यत्र गंगादयो नद्यः पुराणेषु च विश्रुताः यत्र यत्र हरेर अर्चा सदेशश्रेयसंपदं यत्र गंगादयो नद्यः पुराणेषु च विश्रुताः यत्र यत्र wherever हरे of the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna archa the deity is worshipped saha death, deshaha, place, country or neighborhood, shreyasam, of all auspiciousness, padam, the place, yatra, wherever, ganga adayaha, like the Ganges, Yamuna, Narmada and Kaveri. Nadyaha, sacred rivers. Puraneshu, in the Puranas, supplementary Vedic literature. Cha, also, Vishrutaha, are celebrated. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. Purport. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. In this verse, however, it is authoritatively stated that any place where the deity is worshipped is transcendental. It does not belong to the material world. It is also said that the forest is in the mode of goodness, and therefore those who want to cultivate spiritual life are advised to go to the forest. Vanam gato yat dharim ashayeta. But one should not go to the forest simply to live like a monkey. Monkeys and other ferocious animals also live in the forest, but the person who goes to the forest for spiritual culture must accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as shelter. Vanam gato yat dharim ashrayeta. One should not be satisfied simply to go to the forest. One must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, therefore, since it is impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture, one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee, regularly worship the deity, follow the regulative principles, and thus make the place like Vaikuntha. The forest may be in goodness, the cities and villages in passion, and the brothels, hotels, and restaurants in ignorance. But when one lives in the temple community, he lives in Vaikuntha. Therefore, it is said here, Shreya Sampadam, it is the best, most auspicious place. In many places throughout the world, we are constructing communities to give shelter to devotees and worship the deity in the temple. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. Temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees are third class. They are Kanishta Adhikaris. In the lower stage of spiritual life, as it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11:47, Archayam eva haraye pujam yak shradhayat hate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smritaha. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta or kanishta adhikari. Therefore, in the temple, there must be the deity of the Lord, and the Lord should be worshipped by the devotees. This combination of the devotees and the deity creates a first-class transcendental place. Aside from this, if the Grihastha devotee worships the Shalagram Shila, or the form of the deity at home, his home also becomes a very great place. It was therefore customary for members of the three higher classes, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, to worship the Shalagram Shila or the small deity of Radha Krishna or Sitaram in each and every home. This made everything auspicious. But now they have given up the deity worship. Men have become modernized and are consequently indulging in all sorts of sinful activities, and therefore they are extremely unhappy. According to the Vedic civilization, therefore, the holy places of pilgrimage are considered most sacred. And still, there are hundreds and thousands of holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameshwar, Prayag, and Mathura. India is the place for worshipping or cultivating spiritual life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement invites everyone from all over the world, without discrimination as to caste or creed, to come to its centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. Hare Krishna. So here, in this purport, Prabhupada actually talks quite clearly. He explains what needs to be done. Srila Prabhupada talks about communities, worshipping the deities in the temple, but as he explains that the deities can be worshipped only by the devotees, and that devotees who seriously practice devotional service, and that's done in the association. So that's the meaning of the community. Now, it's very important to actually understand the meaning of the community. How, now, Srila Prabhupada always mentioned that devotees must cooperate with each other. And if one wants to be able to cooperate, to understand how to deal with each other, then we need to follow the verse from Shikshastakam. Trinalapi Sinichana, Tarapi Sahishna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So there are four qualities which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said one has to develop: being humble and tolerant, and being able to respect others, but don't expect anything for oneself. These are important things, because only when these qualities are developed, then one can actually properly associate, and the proper community can be established. And only then, Kirtaniya Sadahari, that one can chant the holy name purely. That's the time then we actually live in the transcendental place. Now, of course, there are difficulties, right? We, all of us, encounter some problems. Sometimes things happen. Now, very important thing then is, how do we deal with them? What do we do when we have difficulties? We have difficulties with someone. We have difficulties with the place, with the person. And then what do we do? Here we hear. Srila Prabhupada says, okay, we live in the temple, we live in Vaikuntha. No, we don't have to go to the forest. But, no, so fortunate we are here, that this is Vrindavan. This is the forest of Vrindadevi. Devotees are here, the deities are here. But are we all taking advantage of this? That's very important point. Just living in a place without associating, without respecting the devotees, it's useless. In fact, it's offensive. And therefore, maintaining that mood, we will not be able to understand what's Vrindavan. So, here, now, what's the reason, or what's the seed of the, or of our conditioning? And these are anarthas. So, with the anarthas in our heart, they make us deal the conditioned way. Now, somebody tells us something, right? And because of my ego, I get upset with him. That's due to the anartha. Why do I need to get upset with someone if somebody tells me that I'm wrong? But it's a problem. Now, because of this, then now I get upset and I may commit offenses. Vaishnava parad. And that's very serious. Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur, now he describes the seriousness of offenses, but specifically he talks about the anarthas. Anartha being the seed of the desire, then we act. Now, he describes that there are four kinds of anarthas. Anarthas, okay, like this. The anarthas, the seeds of the desires, they come from our activities. From past activities, maybe previous lifetimes, or even now, what we are performing now, it creates certain conditioning. That's an anartha. The anartha later on grows into the desire, and we act accordingly. So, anarthas are unwanted. But, no, sometimes, what can we do? We are full of anarthas. Example, right? One may now feel like, okay, I'm very renounced. But, no, okay, I'm fasting. But when something happens, there is we get to see or we get to hear about something which we like, then we get disturbed. And, okay, if it's prasad, fine. But if I like something and I get attached to it, then it doesn't matter really whether it's prasad or not. I just want it and I go and take it because of our conditioning. So these anarthas are bad, very bad. Now, how do we get rid of them? And first of all, how are we getting them? So then, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, then he explains, there are four kinds of activities which create the anarthas in the heart. So, first, sinful activity. The sinful activities create anarthas in the heart. Okay, that's accepted. Fine. Then he says, the second kind is the pious activities. Wow, okay. So, even doing the pious activities, pious meaning activities which for the name, fame, but not connected to Krishna, those also create anarthas. I am the greatest charity giving, right? I am this, I am that, I have power, I have money, I am rich. How does it help anybody in devotional service? No, nothing. It creates anarthas. One becomes attached. Then, there are anarthas which comes from performance of devotional service. Seva parad. So many things happen when we perform, when we do. Sometimes we get muchi, touch something, and it's a seva parad. Okay, that's also creating anartha. And there are anarthas which come from namaparad. Namaparad, no, okay, everybody knows what namaparad is. Now, he further describes that these anarthas, they have certain strength in our heart. And when we try to purify them, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, then there are, he describes five stages of purification of the anarthas. The first stage, it's very minute. And now he describes also that the purification now affects just one anartha specific, not much. The second stage, it's partially removed. It affects many anarthas. Then we go on performing devotional service, chanting the holy name. Then the anarthas get farther purified. Then the next stage is almost removed. Then the next stage, the fourth stage, is completely removed. But there's a fifth stage. And the fifth stage is absolutely completely. So alright, now we understand now 1, 2, 3, 4, that's clear. But what is completely and absolutely completely? So the example can be given of a hing. You put a hing in the box, right? And you take little bit, no change really. Take half of it out, also not much change. Then you take the whole hing out. Okay, there is no hing in the box, but the smell is still there. So it's completely removed, but still the smell of the hing is in the box. Absolutely completely is when the box stops smelling, you know, like hing. So, now, and he goes farther. He explains that the anarthas, which come from the sinful and pious activities. Okay, just perform devotional service, and at the nishta. Okay, partially, no, almost completely removed. Then ruchi completely removed, and at the stage of asakti, then the devotee has no desire, forgets about everything, about any sinful or any pious activity. No desire whatsoever. Okay? It's tough. Now, the anarthas, which come from devotional service, then now he recommends, just really don't worry much about that. Just perform, correct yourself, perform devotional service. Continue doing devotional service. That's all you need to do. And these anarthas get absolutely, completely removed at the stage of ruchi. So when the devotee gets a taste for, no, for the devotional service, then he is not going to commit any aparat, seva aparat. Now, so then, fine, performance of devotional service, now remove these anarthas, and you don't have to really even worry about it too much. But then he describes the anarthas from nama aparat. These anarthas, they get completely removed at the beginning stage of prema, and absolutely completely removed at the time when the devotee achieves lotus feet of the Lord. That's scary. So the consequences of committing nama aparat, we are carrying throughout our devotional life. And are we scared enough? This is so scary that we are not afraid of committing nama aparat, but these are the consequences. We should be very scared. We should be extremely afraid. In some pastimes with the Lord, right? No, Madhu Mangal being tight, and then the gopis having fun. Krishna comes and, do you know that he's a brahmana? You are committing aparat. They get so scared. We should also be very scared. Nama aparat, it binds. We are, well, it's very scary. Now, so what do we do? Now, how do we deal with it? Because we have committed many ways, many times, some nama aparat, consciously, unconsciously, they happen, ignorance, so many things. Where there may be there, we are not aware of. So what do we do? So the only solution now is really, again, chanting of the holy name. And surrender. Surrender to Guru. Surrender to Krishna. Worshipping the deities. Associating. Sadhu Sangha. If we are not associating with sadhus, we are going to associate anyway. But if it's not sadhu sangha, it's going to be asadhu sangha. What's the use? We waste our life. And, okay, so then fine. We can say, no problem. Shastra says, Srila Prabhupada mentions many times, if the devotee does not make it in this lifetime, then he gets the chance next lifetime. Right? The devotional service, the devotional activities, what he had performed, they will not get destroyed. So don't fear. You don't make it, then you will get next birth. And in some aristocratic family, rich family, or you will be in the family of a devotee, and you get the chance to continue. But this is also very scary. Now, devotee, he performs a lot of pious activities, right? This is the most pious activity, performing devotional service. So then, for that, maybe he will get the opportunity to go to heaven. Okay, go to heaven, enjoy in heaven. And when you come back, you can continue. But where? Will we get the chance to continue in the movement of Srila Prabhupada? Go to heaven, minimum 10,000 years. By the time, where is this movement going to be? Then, we think, okay, anyway, I get born immediately and in a rich family. So, how many of rich people do you see become a devotee? Maybe you will be born in maybe Ambani's family, right? What are the chances of becoming a devotee? You get all the opportunity, but it will depend on your desire, whom you want to associate with. Now, even among devotees, there are many devotees, kids, who are not really devotees. So even being born in a devotee family does not guarantee me that I will be able to become a devotee. The parents may be devotees, but through association I can make my own choices. So even the devotee may not make it again. Again, delays. Again, lifetime spoiled. Maybe. It's a risk. Why to take the risk? So one should focus on this is the lifetime. In this lifetime we should make it back to Godhead. Not next. This. And what to do? We should become very serious. So, most important is not committing Vaishnava aparad. Well, nama aparad in general, but stop committing Vaishnava aparad. Stop committing any form of nama aparad. That way, then we will at least stop the flow of creating the anarthas, which are so difficult to remove. And if we do that, then through the mercy of Guru, Krishna, the Vaishnavas, so even the most tough anarthas, even the toughest anarthas can be removed. Now, also we should understand the principle of when does the anartha get removed? Because you see, sometimes we hear that a person fully surrenders, right? Atma nivarana. And at that time, then everything, he is completely purified. And he was maybe very sinful, but he is purified. Example, maybe Ajamil. Through just seeing at the just last moments of his life, seeing the Vishnudutas, the Yamadutas, he understood chanting the holy name, chanting Lord Narayana's name, then he got purified.
Now, this may happen, but we have to be very conscious of why is it happening. Ajamil actually, he consciously chanted the holy name, the Lord Narayana's name. Of course, it was his son's name, but no, because of his training as a young brahmachari, he remembered the time of distress, he remembered it, even though his whole life was sinful. So he called and he got purified. But purified not to the extent that he went back to Godhead immediately. He got another chance. What about us? What are we going to do? Maybe we can end up like Tukaram Maharaja's friends. Very unfortunate. When Tukaram Maharaj was going back to Godhead, then, you know, there is the tree. What's the name of the place? Dehu? It's in Dehu? Then on the tree, the Vimana landed, right? And then Tukaram Maharaj, as he was boarding the Vimana, he asked the Vishnudutas, and he asked, I promised my friends that when I go back to Godhead, I will take them with me. Can I take them? Sure, no problem. There is enough space. Bring them. So he went to his friends. And then he asked the first friend, my friend, look, the Vimana is right there. Everybody saw it. There were people assembled there. Now, you can come with me. We will go to Vaikuntha. And the friend, excellent. Thank you. But you see, my daughter is sick. If I leave her now, it will be very irresponsible of me. I cannot go right now. He goes to the next. My dear friend, let's go. Vimana is right there. We can go together to Vaikuntha. Thank you for the offer, but you see, the harvest is coming. If I don't harvest the wheat, my family will starve. Who will do it for me? I first need to finish my duty. I cannot go now. And like that, he went to 4 or 5 people. Neither agreed. Neither took the opportunity. What if Krishna now comes and says, hey, let's go back to Godhead now. Are we ready? Or let me make a phone call first. Or something. I didn't lock my car. Or whatever. Are we ready to go? So this question will come. The decision will come. What are we going to do? And when we are ready, then all the anarthas can be removed in a moment. And we are purified. You see, like Dhruva Maharaj, he approached the Lord for materialistic desires. Later on, he lamented for that. But what did he want? He wanted kingdom better than Brahma. And he wanted his stepmother to die. So, and for that he did austerities under the guidance of Guru, Narada Muni. And he achieved perfection. And then he did achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. And at that moment, no anarthas, no desires. But the Lord said, look, that's what you wanted. I'll give it to you anyway. So he granted him his desires, but it was not that he wanted it anymore. He was purified of all the anarthas. He became a pure devotee. So it can happen. But for us, then we have to go through the process, which may take maybe a little bit longer. But nonetheless, still we need to work on our association with devotees, our ability to worship the Lord. Then only we can actually say that we are practicing devotional service, and by doing our best in that, then we can hope for Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa. Otherwise, if we don't endeavor, if we don't do our best, and then we just exercise our ego, position, and everything, name, fame, how can we say we are doing the best? And because of that, we may not be eligible, because of our attachment are still here. So everybody gets the opportunity, everyone. It depends on what are we individually going to do with it. Krishna can easily remove all the anarthas. He can purify easily everyone. But he doesn't do that. Why not? Why is it that... sometimes you see devotees, or a person being born, right? There is the influence of Navagraha, okay? Now he gets certain karma. He is born with certain karma. So according to that, from the chart, somebody who is qualified can read, can say, okay, this time you will become rich, and then he will become poor, and rich again, and this, that, you will get married. And it's quite accurate if a person is qualified to read the chart. Now, for a devotee, it's not like that. For a devotee, then he may be born, and maybe certain karma is with him. But as he performs devotional service, that all changes. Srila Prabhupada said, as you clap your hands in the kirtan, the lines which signify the karma also change. So by performance of devotional service, the devotee gets purified. But sometimes we see that the devotee still gets some portion of the karma. And then Rupa Goswami he mentions, if there is something, it's not really the karma. We should never think like this. But it's something for a devotee to remind him, and the devotee should think like, oh, Krishna, I'm so grateful to you that you reminded me that I'm still in the material world. I have to really be careful. I know I was supposed to get serious reactions for my action, but due to your mercy, I got just a little. So we can be grateful. The gratefulness also purifies. So if we do that, then we are able to progress. Now if we... and you see that the devotee, it's not actually Mahamaya who takes care of. Mahamaya takes care of giving the right karma according to the guna to the person. For a devotee, it's Yogamaya who takes care. And then she does it accordingly, according to the mentality of the devotee. So, like when you have a karma, then you get some reaction, right? Now, for a person who is not a devotee, he gets a reaction and it purifies that action he had done. But what it doesn't do, it does not purify the mentality. The consciousness is still there. A thief, he steals something. His karma is he goes to jail. So in the jail he is for some time. He comes out of the jail. Now if he didn't fix his consciousness, his mentality, he goes and steals again. So it goes on and on and on until we decide that's enough. So for a devotee, when he sees that I'm out of here, I don't want to have anything to do. So maybe he was a thief, maybe, but among devotees got purified and he didn't steal anything. So he purified his mentality without even getting the karma. There is no need for karma. That's what Krishna arranges. So we should be very grateful when something like that happens. And if we can perform the proper activities, devotional activities, then these anarthas will go. But there is one condition to it. We have to want the anarthas to go. It's very serious. Because we may say, I want to go back to Godhead. I want to now do devotional service. I want to please Krishna. But now, you know, I have my own things. But I don't say that really. But I may be talking kind of like, I like to do this, I like to do that. No, nice. But inside, I'm quite happy now with my material life. Nice family, nice children, a lot of money. So it's okay. But on the surface, like, we have to be decided. I want to go. I want to not be part of this material world anymore. When Krishna sees that such a devotee, he is serious, but that he is under the influence of the anarthas, so he acts improperly. But it's not because he wants to, because he is so conditioned. Krishna can remove all the anarthas, and that will guarantee the devotee gets purified, but he will not blame Krishna. He will not be upset about it. Right? Because so Krishna becomes Hari. He takes away possessions, relationships, everything. Then the devotee make a little bit bewildered, and then he tries to get it back, and Krishna takes it again and again, until the devotee he understands there's nothing I can do, and I'm done. But he will do it only to the devotee who wants to, in the core of his heart. If the devotee doesn't want, Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, he will arrange everything. Become more opulent, have more, do more things. But he will not take away until he has decided. Why? Because when he takes away, when one gets purified, right, and he didn't want to get purified, then there will be something in the heart. I was actually here in the material world not to do something. I wanted to enjoy, I think. But I don't know what. I forgot. He will not feel fulfilled. That was not his desire. So Krishna will not act against our desire. Therefore, devotional service is very important to develop the desire, I want to serve Krishna. That must be the only desire in our heart. Then Krishna will take care of everything. But if it is, I want to serve Krishna, and also I want to enjoy, at that time, Krishna cannot act fully because of our attachment to the enjoyment. So we should be conscious of these things and properly associate sadhu sangha, communities, worshipping the deities, performing devotional service, following the regulative principles. chanting of the holy name. And now, through that sadhu sangha, we will get purified. Everybody has the opportunity and everybody can make it out of this material world in this very lifetime. But the desire must be there. If there is no desire and the desire is on the, no, I want to be here, nobody can help us. No guru, no Krishna. That's very important. So, Hare Krishna. Any questions on this? Yes.
Just take the mic.
Okay, look, so then the function of the anartha, then you have, is the seed, right? That the seed of the desire. And then, seed, you may not know, I mean, no, imagine that like a seed. Seed is something which has some cover you don't see inside. And it can lie down for many years. And when you put it into the proper fertile soil, then it sprouts and it goes and it becomes a plant and a big tree. And then only you can understand what it was. So the anarthas can lie in the heart for a long time. And when we come to the situation which addresses the anartha, then suddenly we see that it sprouts into thinking, feeling and willing. So we may think, okay, well, I am renounced, I have no problem. Vishwamitra, right? Vishwamitra Muni. He meditating, he is renounced. Then Apsara comes and he gets disturbed. How does that happen? Because there is still some, even like the small portion, very weak. But when we are not in the situation which addresses the anartha, we may not even know about it. But when we come to the situation, then immediately starts sprouting. So then the sadhu sangha helps us to keep away from the situations which may actually address our anarthas. We don't need to know what anarthas are there. No, like there is a saying that the curiosity kills a cat. So don't be too curious. Rather just perform what the acharyas, what Srila Prabhupada, what their guru says you should do. Be constantly engaged in devotional service. Don't be too curious. And then it will go. Now, when we see, like, example, we may go on the street, right, chanting Hare Krishna, and then you may see some nice, very beautiful woman. Then you may forget about the chanting of Hare Krishna. You may just, wow. Then, what do you do? You start thinking about nonsense. Then immediately you should what's the word? Well, you should reconcile. You should actually not focus on, no, that's not my business. I am chanting now Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that's the focus. So, when you see that there is some distraction, when you, think about some distraction, then you can bring it back. There is attachment, but very weak attachment. And if you are successful, I'm not interested. Then your anartha gets weaker. You get more control over your mind with your intelligence. Like Yamunacharya. No, he says, when I think of sex, I spit on it. That's the same thing, right? Now, he is pure. He is an acharya. But he was a king. He knows what he is talking about. He is warning us. So when you think of something, just immediately become disgusted by the idea. Don't go farther. But if you go farther, and you start thinking about that woman, and you start feeling how it will be in her association, the attachment multiplies. What chance do you have? You are not going to be chanting the holy name anymore. You are going to be looking for opportunity how to enjoy that woman. So, thinking goes into feeling. Then, the feeling goes into willing. And it goes into acting. You have no chance to escape. The only chance is that when you discover that you are thinking about nonsense, immediately bring the mind back under control. And that's the best now under the association. So when in the association, right, in the community, when somebody sees that somebody does some nonsense, some things, they can correct. He wants to be corrected. That way, then he is free. He is secure. He is sheltered. But if he's alone, what chance he has? So that's the power of Sadhu Sangha. They can help us. Today I am in trouble. Others help me. Tomorrow somebody else may be in trouble. Helps them. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, then he was with the Krishnadas, right, who was from Brahmana family, his assistant. And at some point, the Bataharis, they lure him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he comes and pulls him out. So the Lord helps. But we have to also be want to help. And that we show by the service, by association, also by cooperation. We respect each other. We are humble and tolerant. Then we can talk about that we have some serious activities, serious devotional service going on. Otherwise, if there is no respect, no humble, no tolerant, it's going to be Vaishnava Parat, one way or the other. And then how is it going to help anyone? Yes, Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Paramananda.